Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Strap yourselves in and get ready. You found it, the tip of the spear when it comes to fighting for liberty and human dignity. It is Thursday, the 11th day of October, 2012, and we've only got one guest today, Paul Watson of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, frequent nightly news host, radio host, of course, writer, and all-around freedom fighter. Paul Watson will be joining us via video Skype from England, from London, breaking down huge breaking news when it comes to Bill Maher. The HBO talk show host, just sickening, sickening statement that he made that I guess he knew was public but was in an obscure place. And maybe this is just par for the course, though, what he said. Maybe he'll get awards. Maybe he'll get a Peace Prize like Obama has for his activities. And I'll just tell you this. It ties into this lawsuit. Jail guards flush baby down the toilet. That's WSMV television. And the mother of three, she had a miscarriage. They flushed the baby, the large miscarriage, the baby down the toilet and laughed at her. It sounds like we've got candidates for TSA workers. I mean, hey, why not rip catheters out of men and women and laugh at you? Why not take your screaming, crying child behind closed doors and have a man with a big pot belly and a mustache start grabbing on him? I mean, you know, there's nothing wrong with this picture. I mean, Al-Qaeda may be hiding in the diaper. So we're going to be going over all of that. DrudgeReport.com last night linked to this. It's now down on the lower left-hand side. I say that because it's already scrolled off Infowars.com. I tell you, Paul Watson is so prolific that he writes like five articles a day, all of them important. He's obsessed with news and info. The guy works about 18 hours a day with his wife, Ehan, who also works with us. You can't pull him away from the work, but then he writes these articles at night, our time, which is like midnight his time. And then at night, they never get attention. Thank God the Drudge Report linked to it, because it's already scrolled off our main page. I want to get this moved back to the front page of Infowars.com. Coming next, TSA Taser bracelets. We first reported on this a few years ago. They're back. The Homeland Security was like, well, yeah, everyone will wear a taser bracelet. I mean, why not? It's to stop Al-Qaeda that the government publicly runs. So all of that is coming up today. We're going to talk about the big debate coming up tonight between Ryan and Biden. And this should be a zinger because Biden is gangsterish and better on his feet sometimes than Obama. But he's doddering. For my guess, how many strokes and embolisms has he had? So, I mean, nothing against people that have had embolisms. I'm just pointing out that it should definitely be entertaining. But it is just that, entertainment. I mean, Joe Biden is just a total piece of work. But when you get down to it, Mr. Ryan talks about a lot of issues that I agree with. The problem is he didn't necessarily vote that way in the Congress. So we're going to be looking at all those different angles. Also, let's get Dr. Corsi on. I said no guest today, and then I decided to book Watson right before the show. I wanted to just take calls, and then now I forgot. I was on Man Cow this morning, and he brought it up, and went and looked it up. And Dr. Corsi, just call him at home. I bet he can come on for at least 10 minutes. I know he's busy, short notice, about this Muslim ring Obama wears. And I actually went and looked it up. So did Michael Schneider of American Dream blog. It's up at Infowars.com. Obama carries a bunch of charms. Some of them occultic, you name it. So when I heard that on Man Cow this morning, went and looked it up, I was like, wait a minute, it's not just the Muslim, there is no God but Allah, or ring, but it's all these other little charms and goodies. So we're going to be breaking that down. And they're also talking about a new Iran terror alert in New York, so they're trying to hype all that up. And yeah, U.S. troops are massing in and around Syria, so that is now going into high gear. And you know the Syrians had one of their airplanes brought down by F-16s, made it land. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
So guys, everywhere you look, there is a new testosterone product. Because boosting free testosterone will improve your sexual desire and even enhance muscle mass when you exercise. But the little known secret is boosting both free testosterone and nitric oxide at the same time will take your experience to a whole new level. In fact, your body also needs nitric oxide to improve blood flow and maximize libido and performance. Introducing T-Gen with NitroBoost. With ingredients clinically shown to safely and naturally raise free testosterone levels while at the same time boosting nitric oxide in your body when and where it counts. And if you call today, you can try T-Gen with NitroBoost for only half price. That's right, I said half price. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. Sky High Libido. Better performance for 50% off. And even this crazy offer comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee. But you must call now. 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are here live. Paul Joseph Watson is going to be joining us coming up at the bottom of the next hour. He's got some breaking news that we'll break here on air dealing with Bill Maher, host of course, HBO television talk show. And, of course, previous to that, he had one on broadcast television, politically incorrect. Pretty shocking statement that we're going to be getting into, just showing where these people are coming from and how does anybody call them liberal. I would call them anti-human. Also, this report is, again, up at InfoWars.com, PrisonBlender.com, and DrudgeReport.com. Coming next, TSA shock bracelets. This is the type of stuff that we are covering here on the broadcast today. We are also going to open the phones up, but I need to get into this first. And I know we're covering this. It's in U.S. news, it's in European news, but it's still kind of back of the paper that, oh, there's a crisis in Syria, and oh, we just want the people there to be free and safe, and Oh, isn't Assad terrible? He's being mean to the peaceful protesters. We heard that 9 months ago. And the last 3 or 4 months, they went, well, the Free Syrian Army are rebels, but they're trying to bring freedom and, you know, kick out the Assad regime. And then it turns out, yeah, about half of them are actually al-Qaeda, and they fly al-Qaeda flags, and they're blowing up churches and stuff. But, yeah, it's the same group they put into Libya to, you know, take down that country and engage in ethnic cleansing of blacks and others. I mean, it's just, it's so over the top Orwellian that we're being told give up our rights because of al-Qaeda. But meanwhile, the elements, the criminal elements that have seized control of NATO and our government are using them to start a sectarian Shiite-Sunni civil war. It is just absolutely disgusting what's going on, and it's meant to cause a big, giant crisis so that the big banks can divert our attention from their economic implosion that's designed to be a takeover and make hundreds of billions a year off more weapon sales and bring down Syria and just wreck it as a stepping stone to go into Iran. And that's the policy that's going on, and we can't even get the media to admit this is a war. I mean, they call it a police action. They call it a humanitarian. It's not humanitarian to be now into day 9, or is it day 10? I don't know. It started like last Thursday of, last Wednesday. So I mean, how many days? 7, 8, 9 days. I don't know. How many days has the shelling been going on? It's at least 8 days now. That is so incredibly immoral in the name of, oh, a few mortars have gotten shot over into some villages. And then the media says, oh, Syria says they did it. And Syria goes, we never said that. And there's no proof they ever said it. That's the telltale sign. That's how Hitler started World War II in Poland. He said Poland kept attacking German forces. And it turned out it was staged. The Germans were attacking their own bases and shooting newsreel footage of it called Operation Himmler. And the Spanish didn't really attack us in 1898 to start the Spanish war that we had, the Spanish-American War. But so many other countries have done similar things. Spain has staged stuff to go after the Basque before. This is just the main toolbox tool. And militaries get into this because if you go back thousands of years ago, even to Alexander the Great, he would send in a small contingent of cavalry or infantry to draw out the larger enemy force, say, into a valley or into a low-lying area so they could come down from high ground on them. That's just a classic primitive military strategy or stratagem. And you would get your smaller force of, say, 500 infantry or cavalry wiped out. But that was bait to just bring in the larger force, and then your army wins and you lose 10,000 less soldiers than you would have. And the argument is, end justifies the means. We killed 500 of our troops to draw out the enemy so that 10,000 didn't die. And then that's how you get false flags. That's how these arguments work, to the point of they put neocons on C-SPAN, you know, saying, World Bank officials, we played this again just earlier this week, saying we need to stage something, blow something up and blame it on Iran. Or we need to start bombing them and then say it's an accident to get a war going. And that's what they're doing clearly with Syria. And again, it is incredibly immoral on top of it. Even if you're cold-blooded and think, well, you know, we're an American empire, we're going to control that region and get the oil and gas. They get the oil and gas to create a monopoly to keep the prices high while having policies here that the oil companies actually have been caught running, not environmentalists. They're their useful front people. Even AP's reported on this. They sued 10 years ago to get the documents. We've covered that ad nauseum, where they want gas prices higher. And they want to shut down refineries and not build new ones to have a bottleneck. So, see, the good old boys sometimes will, you know, when I'm walking down the street, they'll shake my hand. They'll go, but listen, you know, I'm an engineer. I've been in Iraq off and on for 5 years, and I'm making a couple hundred thousand a year, and we need that oil. And I go, really? What are you an engineer? Building buildings? Because if you're American, there's not many U.S. oil companies there. It's foreign oil companies that were given the oil rights, wasn't it? Well, yeah, that's actually true. So you're here telling me, hey, Alex, we got the oil. Like, hey, we're pirates. Yeah, it was all a lie. But I've been told this probably 20 times by good old boys on the streets who think, come on, man, you know we're getting the oil. I'm like, yeah, we're not getting the oil. We're paying for the globalists to get the oil to then keep the prices high. Because when they get the oil and restrict its flow, they get higher profits. See, people think more oil, more money. No, diamonds are semi-precious on the scale. They're semi-precious. They lay all over the ground in Africa, for heaven's sakes. That's why there's one price for industrial, one price for the bauble market. Things that are really rare are things like rubies and things. That's why the rich don't really wear diamonds anymore. They're not into them. And De Beers, the Oppenheimers, they control the countries that have it to create an artificial scarcity. So that's the point, is we're paying for this, paying to radicalize the Middle East. And then when I don't want to attack these countries in a few years, well, they're already attacking Libya a year after they, quote, freed it, saying, oh, my gosh, Al-Qaeda's there. Well, yeah, the Al-Qaeda you put in. So if they topple Assad and then they topple Iran, who knows what we'll get out of it? And then that'll be fine with the globalists. They'll have new enemies to fight that are even worse. And then the good old boys say, well, them Arabs always are just killing each other. Let them kill each other. It's such an immoral statement, because the globalist, even if you like killing Arabs, and even if this was a racial empire that was having some victory over people, which it's not, you need to understand that's all a pipe dream. The globalists are using the Al-Qaeda, Wahhabist, jihadi threat to re-engineer our once free society and overthrow private property rights, the freedom of the press, religion. I mean, they're dismantling everything and all of the FEMA and Homeland Security training manuals that are public. There isn't a word about Al-Qaeda. I remember 10 years ago we were covering community events where the FBI would say, come out and help after 9/11, you know, get together to watch in our community. And it was in the news. You'd get there, it'd be a two-day event. We sent reporters to some of them. The Ritters here locally, with their local access show, went and got it. And you'd get there a two-day event at the got this video somewhere here around the office. We played it before. They'll do a report on that. It was in Austin. It's the same manuals all over the country, just different. You know, they put a Texas stamp on the manual here and then a New York stamp in New York. But it openly said, you go, you get donuts the first, you know, day, orientation. They show you Al-Qaeda training tapes. Oh, Al-Qaeda's going to get us. And then they go, now let's segue into homegrown extremists. And 90%+ of the course, this is like 10 years ago, is on homegrown groups and militias and evil gun owners and how the returning veterans are dangerous. And that was 10 years ago. By 3.5 years ago, it's the veterans are the number one threat and they're terrorists. And George Washington's bad. I mean, it's ridiculous. So while you're being told, hey, we're doing all this to fight Al-Qaeda, the globalists run Al-Qaeda. And look, here's the news on the Turkey front. I mean, this could easily move into a larger regional war. Well, it's already a regional war. The SecDef has said, Secretary of Defense, that it could be a very dangerous regional war that could trigger a larger war. Russian troops are now battling U.S. and NATO and British and other troops, but under NATO, they're now battling. I mean, we've known it's been going on for 4 months of the 9 months, but now it's confirmed. Heavy reinforcements of Marines, U.S. Army, CIA, commandos, Delta units, Green Berets, Army Rangers. It's on with Russian Spetsnaz. I mean, it's on right now. Our country is at war with Russia right now. Now, if you don't think that's a big deal, okay. And preemptively, starting it with them. That's Russia's only port in the Mediterranean. They've been there forever. Russia is in a non-aggressive posture. The globalists are trying to overthrow their elections in their country, getting the Russians back in a militarized capacity. When meanwhile, the banks are the people that have captured our country, and they're trying to capture Russia. See, they want to destroy Russia. They want to destroy America. They want to destroy Syria. Oh, and believe me, that's why most Israeli experts say they don't want this to happen. It's going to end up destroying Israel down the road. And make no mistake, the EU and some of these factions, they don't want Israel there. There's not just the pro-Israel faction, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this is sophisticated. This is biblical type stuff. And, you know, I don't even address it from that perspective, but, I mean, I'm always saying, oh, no, you know, Christ comes back. I bet it's 1,000 years from now. A lot of stuff's got to happen. It's really starting to creep me out. I mean, it's the genetic engineering, all of it. The kids wearing chips to go to school, thumbprinting to buy and sell, cash being banned in Louisiana for secondhand sales, the farms being attacked, the world government, churches all over the U.S. removing their crosses. I mean, it's just insane. And Turkey's now grounding passenger jets from Syria and beating up the passengers. I mean, this is in the news. I mean, they are really trying to get Syria to do something. And the Russians are there. I mean, unbelievable. The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with DuraCoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and DuraCoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And DuraCoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The DuraCoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on DuraCoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. DuraCoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use DuraCoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit DuraCoat.net. Spelled DuraCoat.net. DuraCoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
That came in. It says, "Dear Mr. Watson, I read coming next TSA Taser bracelets. Please recognize that Taser is a registered trademark and is also a product manufactured only by Taser International, which is located in Scottsdale, Arizona. We don't manufacture a taser bracelet, nor do we manufacture a device that resembles or could be used as a bracelet. The device should be classified as a stun gun bracelet and not a taser bracelet. Oh, we're sorry. You don't call it a taser. You call it a stun gun bracelet. Can you please immediately correct the headline and the story? By the way, guys, grab the video with the Homeland Security promo about the shock bracelets. Can you please immediately correct the headline and the story by removing any reference to Taser brand products in the future? Please describe it generally by stating it as a stun gun. No, we've changed the headline to shock bracelet or electric shock bracelet. If you would like to talk about this more, please feel free to contact me. Stacy Todd, communications assistant. Stacy, thank you for your kind letter. We know you're freaked out by this because it's linked at drudgereport.com. But let me just publicly address this right now because it gets into a bunch of different issues. Then we'll go to break, get back into the news, and go to your calls. I just changed Paul Watson's headline, not because I think Paul Watson's wrong, but because this time you were friendly. When your lawyers 2 years ago sent us a threatening tort letter, I didn't call my lawyer. I got on the phone with your head lawyer, not your assistant person, at Taser International in Scottsdale, Arizona, and I said, because they sent us a letter saying, don't use Taser, period, it's trademark. It's not trademark in free speech news headlines. And just like Google has become ubiquitous with search engines, you have become ubiquitous with electroshock devices. And Tasers have been medically proven that they're causing heart attacks and you've upped the power. And I'm all for people having Tasers as self-defense. Quite frankly, I own one. I don't think weapons are bad, but I think their misuse is. So I don't think Taser's the issue here. But I told their lawyer that, and I said, but I don't like you trying to stomp on my First Amendment. I want you to apologize right now and say, I shouldn't have got this letter. The lawyer said, you're absolutely right, Mr. Jones. And I said, you need to stop sending these letters out to thousands of people, which they admitted, telling them don't use our name Taser. When most people are ignorant and think, oh, my God, I can't say Taser in stories about Tasers. Because, oh my gosh, I got a letter. That's their copyright. That's their trademark. Well, I'll say it. Taser, 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 Taser. Listen, trademarks go back to England 500 years ago, for those that don't know. They had it before in Rome, but the modern trademark system was with beer and alcohol, wine, whiskey, scotch. People knew, hey, that's a good little barrel of that. That's a good bottle of that. And there was a mark on it, and shysters would go out and put a mark on their crud. And so the courts ruled, no, you can't use that mark unless it's yours. So I can't sell electronics and put the Sony logo or name on it. I put a hamburger place and put the Golden Arches up. But as a radio talk show host and as a writer and a researcher, we can use the word Taser. And by the way, they manufacture one of the bracelets that's been looked at by Homeland Security. And if I want to call a shock bracelet a Taser bracelet, I'll call it that. Now, technically, I think it's better to say, coming next, TSA electric shock bracelets. That's even more for people that don't get it, because people have gotten dumbed down about the word Taser, like the, someone's been dazed, is the semantical linguistic manipulation there. No, no, no. How about police killing people with high-powered cattle prods? And why have they increased the power of electrocution devices that you should only use as the next step towards a firearm in a danger continuum? Somebody is swinging a club at you, you're a cop, you got a right to shoot them. But maybe you want to be restrained as a peace officer and just taser them before you kill them, because you don't want, you know, to have that on your hands just because some guy's drunk or whatever and swinging a club around. But frankly, a club will kill you. I'd probably just shoot somebody. But the point is that okay, use the taser. Don't use it on a woman that argues with you on the side of the road. Don't use it on somebody who won't pee in a cup, who's strapped down at the hospital, and courts rule they can torture. I'm sick of your legitimate product being used to torture people. So don't threat. Well, this isn't a threat, so I nicely, because I think it's an even better headline, changed it. But not because of your letter, but because I thought an even better headline the way I just put it and changed it. Okay, so there you go. And it's a First Amendment issue. A lot of people aren't using the word taser because they're threatening them, and that's wrong.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMics.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMics.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMics.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMics.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMics.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMics.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Grizzly bear or elk or a gazelle or an African lion, a Indian tiger, the globalists have godlike weapons and technologies that we paid for, that our minds designed, that they're now using against us. And they've done the population down to just an incredible level where people don't know what their rights are. People have no idea what their basic liberties are. They have no idea that we're already in, by and large, a global private corporate government that is mopping up less than 10 rogue nations right now. And again, I don't want to live in Syria under the Assad regime. I mean, compared to his dad, he's a nice guy. He's a good guy compared to Gaddafi. Gaddafi's a good guy compared to Al-Qaeda. It's really a lesser of evils. And they're trying to destroy states that are trying to become truly progressive and work with the West and places where women go to college and don't have to wear hoods over their heads and where they don't sexually mutilate people. And those are all the countries the globalists are overthrowing, which has always been the British policy to put the Bedouins, basically, and I'm not knocking all the Bedouins, but the radical Bedouins, in charge. That's the jihadis out of Saudi Arabia. They're the army. Saudi Arabia is allied with the globalists. And of course, they used a group to take the blame for 9/11 so the globalists could enslave us here to then make the deal later. This was written about decades ago, to give the Middle East to Saudi Arabia. I mean, Saudi Arabia, ladies and gentlemen, is incredibly powerful. I've read Wall Street Journal articles on air. People have taken it out of context. When I pointed out that the rich Saudi families predominantly are now some of the biggest owners of TV, radio, news, and film production. I don't think you can say they control it, but to a great extent, they are more and more owning it, like News Corp and things. I mean, those are facts, and people don't know that. And that's not a demonization of Muslims and Arabs in general, who I think have been demonized unfairly. There is a larger global strategy to radicalize. I mean, look at Iraq. I mean, Saddam was trained by the CIA in 1958. That's declassified. He was sent over to try to overthrow the Baathist Progressive Party. I don't mean progressive in the communist sense, but it was more socialist. And then they made him head of security, and then he became dictator in 79, and the West funded him $30+ billion to attack Iran. And again, the globalists are trying to destabilize every nation state. That's why they're paying to ship our jobs overseas while working to collapse China at the same time. Because they're outside the countries. The globalists are corporations playing nations off against each other to consolidate their corporate power, which is not the corporation down the street from you that, you know, does after-school charities, you know, sports teams. Yeah, because the left, who isn't really the left, as you'll see coming up in the next hour, they're a bunch of sickening eugenicist monsters posing as bleeding hearts. And they think any corporation or any money's bad that isn't in their pocket. They're just robbers. They're pirates. They're a gang who have giant mobs of moronic people who've been dumbed down from birth and don't know how to fend for themselves, that can just demand their goodies, whether it's Venezuela or whether it's the United States. It's shameful. We know what dependency does. It's ugly. Adversity makes men. Prosperity makes monsters. Victor Hugo, French statesman and philosopher, one of my favorite quotes, because it's true. I mean, old timers, my dad's dad knew how to fix a combine with pieces of rubber band and a tin can and would rebuild things because you just couldn't get a part delivered in a month and he didn't have the money. And he had to make it work. And my dad, you know, just from tinkering as a child, I'd have a robot R2-D2 break when I was 10 and he'd open it up with a soldering iron and find it and fix it in an hour. My dad could pull over on the side of the road and change somebody's tire in 3 minutes, like it was NASCAR or something. I've had flat tires. It takes me like an hour out there to figure it out and get it up and everything. And I know more than the general public. I hear people, I was just talking to David Knight the other night, and I've heard this so many times from callers and people on the street, but he was doing an interview for TV up there and was talking to a lady, because he's been a media fellow at an institute. And you're out talking to people, and you're like, hey, what's your favorite power system then, since you want to shut down coal? And they go, well, I like electricity. It's clean. You're like, well, did you know 51 to 52% of your electricity comes from coal? I mean, I talk to people. They literally don't know where food comes from. They'll say, you should ban hunting. It's mean to kill an animal. And I've been sitting there at a dinner table with someone while they're eating chicken or beef. And I'm going, do you know the life cycle of that animal? At least the beef was out on a pasture and only had maybe an hour of hearing other cows being hit in the head with big gas bolts and killed and having their throat slit and blood out. And a big robot-like machine grabs them by the legs and brings them up in the ceiling out of a horror movie. I've been in a slaughterhouse before, and let me tell you, it's pretty hellish. The point is that, hey, you know that chicken lived in a cage with mites all over it, fed drugs and antibiotics to keep it alive in a horrible place. You got to wear a breathing mask when you're in there. See, I've grown up in and around farms, and I've been with friends repeatedly, and they've like, hold on, I got to pull over here and pick up a trailer load of this turkey crap and take it and dump it before, you know, we get on down the road and go hunting. And you pull in, like, put this mask on. You want to see something? Put it on. You're like, whoa. I mean, I don't want animals actually treated like that. I think we should have some basic rules and pay more. So that, but instead, they're not going to do that. They're using animal rights to shut down small farms and ranches that are incredibly humane so that big factory farms can run everything. And believe me, folks, if you hadn't been in one, you don't know. It is like a concentration camp on steroids. And my point is, hey, okay, you can say the chickens are dumb animals, and they are. The issue is we're eating that. You ever tasted a really farm-raised real chicken with it boiled down in the broth? It tastes completely different than what you think chicken is. It's just flavorless blubber. I remember, 15 years ago, BBC reported on it, and they showed it. It's a chicken with four legs instead of wings, so it had more meat on it. But they decided that it was too hard to keep them alive. Oh, and they didn't have a head. I forgot that part. They have a funnel where you just stick a funnel in a hole, and then the chicken just grows up as a big blob. And you think it's safe to genetically engineer something like that and then eat that? We're already eating cloned beef, cloned chicken, you name it. And see, that's supposedly what the liberals don't like, but they're never off fighting that. They're too busy saying, oh, I don't think Fukushima's a problem. There's too many people. Or oh, I'm a scientist. We got a new article out today. Yeah, okay, the GMO is sterilizing you. There's too many people. They're really just a bunch of weird failures that are so angry at the world that they just hate everybody. And they think if they had power, everything would be okay. You know, I have personally been around a lot of these people, and folks aren't happy that haven't been successful on their own. I mean, when you've been successful on your own, it is extremely satisfying. It is empowering, not from a power trip perspective, but from you're meant to build, you're meant to work, you're meant to create, you're meant to design, you're meant to do the right thing, you're meant to stand up. And it's those points of adversity in my life and the times I did work, you know, 24 hours straight, that are the most valuable to me now. Because that's being somebody. Not to be somebody so your neighbor thinks you're cool, but because you are somebody. And I run into these unhappy, empty people who are even successful financially, but successful through the fraud of the system. Successful through lies, lying to themselves, and they're just totally unhappy, running around from this to that, trying to find fulfillment, and you're not going to find it. Of course people are unfulfilled and know something's wrong and are preparing, even if they don't intellectually know why they're preparing, because instinctively you know something's wrong. Because your conscious mind may be diverted and distracted, but even the average dumbbell out there knows, well, wait a minute, they're using radical Muslims out of Saudi Arabia and Al-Qaeda to attack Syria and Libya, but I'm told I need to give my rights up because of Al-Qaeda. Even if you don't consciously register that, your subconscious, that's around 100 times on average, they've done studies, more powerful than your conscious. I mean, that's the brain, the full brain. You just can't consciously comprehend all of this because it's so big. Those of us that have opened up our minds and focused and studied and gotten into real intellectual exercises, it becomes so deliciously electric that it begins to open up the mind, but then you become, what do they call it, when somebody is has a high Q, is intelligent, but they get a little weird. What's the word for that? Eccentric. Yes, that's the word. Well, we all should be eccentric. Humans are meant to be complex, multi-layered, multifaceted people, not decadent slobs eating genetically modified chicken, pumped full of hormones and antibiotics that are destroying the flora in your stomach and giving you gut disorders. on top of the vaccines, and I'm ranting. Here's the toll-free number on any of the stuff I've raised. We have the video coming up, coming next, TSA Taser Bracelets. The video's in our article at Infowars.com and also GrudgeReport.com still has it. It was up last night. Scroll down to the bottom on the left-hand side if you want to find it there. And the Washington Times, of course, reported on it after we reported it back in 08. But now they're looking at it again. And it's along with the other torture where they tell people, you didn't go through the scanner. I'm now going to punch you in the testicles. Or when they attack a congressman's genitals. I'm sorry to mention this. Or when they stick things in your drinks after you've gone through and bought it inside the secure area of the airport. Stealing cash and pleading guilty to it, saying, well, I had to punish him. We all do it. The freeze orders. I mean, it's all part of the torture. So we're going to get into some of that. And if you think they won't do this, think again. I remember in 1998, it's in my 1999 film, Police State 2000. It's free online. You can buy the DVD if you want to have a high quality, a better res version, and support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Evil capitalism. We don't come take your money forcibly. You just support us if you do. And decide through free will to help us get the word out. But that's a side issue. The Austin American Statesman announced, yeah, they're putting microphones up around Austin. They're gunshot detectors. And I went and looked at the company, and they said, no, it's a shotgun microphone to listen to people at 200 yards away and hooked into the threat fusion centers that they already had before 9/11. They just didn't call them that. They called them threat integration centers. And then I learned they'd put them up nationwide, and now they just admit, oh, we're actually listening to you. But they never, quote, solve one crime with them because they don't even want to admit it into court because it's really part of a globalist takeover. It's for political people they're going to get later. It's not for criminals that they want to encourage so they can have a culture of crime to fill the biggest prison population in the world. It's a crop of criminals they breed and have the rap culture tell them it's cool, and they have you dress in a way that the police are trained is the enemy uniform of a gangbanger. So the police then go out in a programmed role game. It's a game. It's all war gaming. They don't even consciously know that. So the commanders do, to go out and then grab the people and throw them in the university of crime. I mean, it's all been actuaried out. It's all been programmed out by the globalist masterminds, and they phase it in. It looks like they're total geniuses. They are wicked, and they are smart, but it's phased in upgrades. And that's why it's so sophisticated and so hard to beat. Yeah, I mean, if you don't think they'll do that, they have now put in Telestreets, and there's several other companies. Remember we covered this 2 years ago, it became a big national story. And they have cameras and microphones in them, and then I've confirmed they're here in town. And I'm so conditioned, even though I've gone and because, see, I've even been conditioned. I've known about this so long and was laughed at. Oh, yeah, I've been on national TV and radio shows. They go, this is like 7, 8 years ago before it was even in the news. It'd been in the news a little bit, calling it gunshot detectors. Oh, you're the guy that thinks the streetlights are watching us. That would never happen in America. Now it's like, oh, yeah, Homeland Security, billion here, billion there, putting in tens of thousands of streetlights that watch you, listen to you, track you, oh, and grab your wireless communications and steal those and run it in wirelessly or into a cable box back to the globalist for processing, and they built a little NSA substation. They're going to freak out when they know I've discovered this. Doesn't even have a fence around it outside Austin. And I heard rumors of this and then snooped around, and it is some kind of clandestine operation. And it's got all these hubs coming out of it and water storage and stuff. And I'm like, man, they've got NSA stuff down in San Antonio, one almost as big as the giant complex in Utah. And it's like, oh, well, big giant snooper buildings, you know, the size of Mall of America or bigger. That's nothing to worry about. And then, oh, you know, 2 miles from my house, some type of spook base. Well, that's living in a free country. And those spook bases, folks, they're watching you and I. They're not worried about Al-Qaeda they run. And, I mean, that's what I'm saying. We've got malevolent bad guys in control. And the reason they can't fully take over is because there's so many good people in the military, in the police departments, in the fire departments, in the bureaucracies, and general citizens. And there's good talk show hosts. And there's a lot of good media people that know this is wrong. But we better get past left and right and Romney and Obama, even though it's fun to watch those two guys spar, and go, man, we really are in trouble. Because here's the deal. They're not just setting up some high-tech tyranny because they're worried about GMO and genetic engineering getting out of control. They're not just setting up a world government, as they publicly say at higher levels. Oh, we're doing this because of super weapons and disruptive technologies. We've got to have a tyranny to protect humanity. I would still be against that because that's always the excuse, and bad guys end up taking it over, even if it started good. But it's not. It didn't start good. It's eugenics. It's cold-blooded, and they want to cull us down to nothing. And they're setting the kill grid up. And all of you that serve the system, you're not going to have to wait. It's always, oh, our kids. You know, let's do the right thing for our kids. How about for you? Because it's just going to get crazier. The end of civilization as we know it, a long emergency, as it's been called, a continued scientific degeneration, while the globalists pose as saviors from every angle. As we die of cancer, as we die of neurological disorders, as it all goes off the charts, they'll pose as the saviors, as heroes sucking the money out of us, as the tasers go up in power and more people die, that'll just be accepted. As torture becomes more accepted, I mean, we're just being brutalized right now, and it's going to get worse. So everybody serving this, I mean, I don't know. If you knew what I knew, you would immediately join the side of liberty and freedom and be against the globalist. I mean, there's really no choice. But there is a choice. You are given a choice. So, I mean, you better make one. You better make one right now. You better make a decision.
Aaron Fullen here. As the food police shut down food co-ops, the Amish and small farmers, Americans are losing access, not just to raw milk and homemade cheeses, but to healthy, home-crafted sources for fermented foods like sauerkraut, yogurt, and kefir. It seems there's a war on life-giving foods with living enzymes and healthy bacteria. But frankly, I'm not sure what the food police are so afraid of. These remarkable foods have been around since the beginning of history, with archaeological evidence for fermented foods and beverages being found across the globe in almost every culture. Even today, Japanese eat miso, Africans eat fermented porridges, Koreans eat kimchi, and in India, fermented milk is a staple for healthy living. But here's some good news. Self-reliant Americans can now discover the secrets to making these amazing fermented foods legally and privately in their own homes. Since it's still legal to make these foods as long as you can make them yourself. For more information, check out fermentationfactor.com. That's fermentationfactor.com. It's easy to create your own powerful fermented foods, and you can do it by going to www.fermentationfactor.com. That's www.fermentationfactor.com. FermentationFactor.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Able to re-engineer humanity, give us diseases that only the globalists can treat, were slaves. And they talk about how all their dictatorships of the past have been overthrown, so they have scientifically tried to forge something that is unstoppable. And that's what the robots are all about. They'll follow orders when troops won't. That's what the drugging of the food and the water is about. I mean, we are all part of a giant experiment. They don't just experiment on the U.S. troops with deadly vaccines and stuff. They don't just, you know, they spray St. Louis with nerve gas and kill people. And then decades later it comes out and nobody gets in trouble. Now, that just came out last week. People talking about, yeah, the day they sprayed, my daddy died. I mean, this is killing people. And notice they never get in trouble. Well, who are they? Who authorizes this? I covered it last night on the air. In fact, guys, will you bring me the news stack from last night? I left it in there on the broadcast studio because people actually went and got U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1528, Paragraph B, where it says, oh, you can't test on people. And then you get down there, but if it's for law enforcement purposes or scientific or any form of government research, we can kill you. I mean, the government says they can kill us? I mean, that's how they get scientists to, you know, put a little foster kid in a radiation tank and fry them. And again, people are like, man, that's so morbid. Well, you know what? See, I'm offended by Halloween signs of demons and goblins. Because my four-year-old doesn't like it. And I know enough about death, and I've seen death, and I don't like it. I'm like, you know what? There'll be enough for that when I'm dead in the grave for a million years. You understand? It's not that I'm a wimp. It's because I'm the opposite. I don't like skulls and death because I really know what it is. And let me tell you, I've made a friend of it, but it doesn't mean I'm rushing to get there. But then people are, I always notice those that love death and destruction think it's cool. They're like, oh, I don't want to hear about abortion. I don't want to see photos of dead babies. Oh, but you support it. Oh, I don't want, well, you think we like it showing it to you? It hurts us, too. We've got to get this out in the open if we're ever going to stop this. Because when we treat animals bad, we end up treating humans bad. And when we treat humans bad, we really treat humans bad. To the point of now in jails, a woman taken in for, unpaid speeding tickets, and you have a miscarriage. They take your dead baby right in front of you, throw it in the toilet, and flush it and laugh at you. And why do those guys always laugh? Because they have to. They have to make it all a joke, the dehumanization they're part of. When you dehumanize somebody, you dehumanize yourself. I've been around people that have been in the ghetto. I've gone many times as a child. Every Christmas we went. And another holiday is down to South Dallas, one of the worst areas in the country. And my mother would make, you know, hundreds of sandwiches and soup. And we'd go and serve it to them at the Salvation Army. And we'd stay there sometimes all day. And you know what? It didn't make me feel superior being around all those pathetic people. But I've been around these yuppies and these social workers and some of them. They like the fact that they're around dumb people. It makes them feel big. You know, it doesn't make me feel big. It makes me feel low. It makes me feel bad. It makes me feel dirty. It makes me feel sad for humanity because them sinking down means I'm sinking down, too. And it means my kids are going to live in a world that's sinking instead of rising. I want humanity rising, not sinking. It really comes down to that. And let me tell you, we're sinking and we're sinking fast. And I tell you, adversity makes men, prosperity makes monsters. My kids are great, but they are spoiled. And you know what? They have not. They've done some charity stuff, but it isn't enough to. You know what? This Christmas, they're going to get to spend a couple days in the ghetto, I think. I think that's the answer. It really is the answer. Why don't you go visit kids in the state hospital, folks? Go see what's really going on.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.